You're now listening to the English News of Kung Tao Radio and Television Station. On the afternoon of May 28, the Standing Committee of Kung Tao City Party Committee organized a conference for a preliminary review of the implementation of Directive No. 12, dated January 5, 2017, of the Pro-Liberal. At the same time, implemented Directive No. 24, dated July 13, 2023, of the Pro-Liberal. Secretary Nguyễn Văn Hiếu mentioned several important actions and remedies that will need to be addressed in the future, such as maintaining leaderships and overseeing the diligent and serious execution of Directive No. 12, assemble quickly and carry out Pro-Liberal Directive No. 24 successfully, promote innovation in form and content in the future, enhance the caliber and efficacy of the All People Protect National Security Movement, and galvanize the populace and the political establishment to join forces in the fight against crime and to prevent it altogether, as well as to maintain peace, order, and economic security. Give careful consideration to worker and employees' regimes and policies that are implemented in compliance with party directives, state laws, and regulations. On May 28 morning, Kung Tao City Party Secretary Nguyễn Văn Hiếu visited New Green Farm Cooperative in Tân Hưng Ward, Thốt Nốt District. The cooperative has 40 members with an area of more than 40 hectares and provides agricultural services for 101 farming households with an area of nearly 150 hectares. Members of the cooperative gathered rice growing straws to make straw mushrooms. After mushrooms developed, the straw hype products are turned into organic fertilizer. With assistance from Kung Tao University, the International Rice Research Institute, and the regional agriculture sector, the model was put into practice in 2022. Organic straw fertilizer products are returned to rice fields, vegetables, and fruit trees to utilize the local straw resources and prevent field burning. This model applies robotic mixing that is appropriate for large-scale production, saving 40 to 60% of labor expenses when scaling up. It also incorporates helpful microbes to speed up the straw's breakdown process. The meeting to evaluate the implementation of the Central Resolution on Building and Developing Kung Tao City to 2030 with a vision to 2045 took place on the morning of May 28. Mr. Zheng Wik-Jung, Chairman of the City People's Committee, chaired the meeting. Mr. Zheng Wik-Jung asked the city departments, branches, and localities strengthen their sense of responsibility and proactively review achieved results as well as difficulties and problems to propose directions and solutions to continue effectively implementing the resolutions. Concentrate on carrying out or coordinating to carry out given responsibilities and tasks in a way that complies with central resolutions. On the morning of May 28, the Department of Labor, War, Invalids and Social Affairs of the city coordinated with the city's Department of Education and Training to organize a career counseling, vocational education enrollment, and job introduction day in 2024. On May 28 morning in Thanh Phu Commune, Cờ Đỏ District, the city's Department of Crop Production and Plant Protection organized the summary of the TOT-IPHM teacher training class. Attending was Mr. Lê Văn Thịch, Deputy Director of the Plant Protection Department. Also on the afternoon of May 28, Kung Tao City Youth Union held a launching ceremony for the Million Trees for a Green Vietnam in 2024 program. The program is in response to Workers' Month and the 2024 Summer Youth Volunteer Campaign. On May 29, the National Assembly spent a day discussing the results of implementing the Social Economic Development Plan and State Budget for 2023. The implementation of the Social Economic Development Plan and the State Budget in the first months of 2024 the results of implementing national goals on gender equality in 2023 and practicing thrift and combating waste in 2023. Several delegates pointed out that the Prime Minister, ministries, branches and localities have focused on effectively deploying social economic development solutions in 2023 and the first months of 2024, given the extremely challenging domestic and global context. They have continued to be a bright spot in the otherwise bleak global economy, significantly contributing to the development of the nation in all areas, and receiving high appreciation from voters, the general public, and the business community. The delegates also voiced worry about the state of affairs, highlighting the high rate of company exits from the market, the numerous incomplete investment projects, and the inefficient use of public resources. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.